The Light in the Window. The Norwegian brig Emerentia from Skien ran aground on November 3, 1867, on the beach west of Sunnatvismark. The crew of 10 men came ashore in their own boats. The cargo consisted of beams which were salvaged, but the ship was beyond saving. It was completely smashed to wreckage. Before that, the situation had been dramatic. The ship sat directly on the sandy seafloor, but was working so hard in the sea that the rigging had to be cut to calm the movement of the ship. Despite the people on shore immediately preparing a rescue mission for the crew, too much time would pass before the mission could be implemented, and two men were set out with a lantern to show the way if the crew would try to get ashore in their own lifeboat. As nothing had been observed from the ship by 11 p.m., the two men returned home again. That was, however, too soon, because even though the crew had gotten into their own boats and reached the foreshore, where they had gotten out of the boats to continue on foot towards the light they had seen, they were stopped by a tidal channel. Unfortunately, they were unable to cross on foot, and they had to try again by sea. The smallest of the boats was now towed over the sand, and in it they passed over the tidal channel, but now the light was gone, and there was no direction to follow. Fortunately for the exhausted sailors, the wreckmaster's son was resourceful. He was feeding the horses prior to the upcoming rescue mission, and to guide the shipwrecked sailors, he hung a lantern in the west-facing window so they could make their way if they were to reach shore earlier than assumed, and his action was successful. At about 1 o'clock at night, the captain, named Christoffersen, and his 10 men arrived at the stable and were immediately given dry clothing and food and drink. When the weather calmed, the wreckmaster Petersen from Tvismark arranged the unloading of the cargo and the salvaging of the ship's inventory as the islanders who had horses or oxen drove the wreckage back to Petersen and the wreckmaster Bunnesen. The people who did not have any draft animals enjoyed profitable work over the winter, chopping up the wreck and sorting the goods on the beach. The cargo consisted of 950 round beams, which were later sold to a banker named Schmidt from Hamburg. But the price was low, as the beams had to be collected from the beach. The banker wanted to use the wood for a planned harbor project at Ormut, which was meant to connect Ormut to the mainland via a railway dam from Astolpanka to Bolilmark on Ormut, ending in Havnebyt, to which end the banker also bought several properties on Ormut, including a farm owned by Christian and Mann, on the condition that he paid 800 marks annually to whichever one lived the longest. That proved to be expensive for the bank, as the widow Mann lived to be over 90 years old. The Ormut project never materialized, as the war in 1864 meant that Ormut was now south of the Danish border. Instead, they began building Esbjerg Harbor. The beams remained in large stacks east of the country road in Tvismark on wreckmaster Petersen's land until 1880, when it was sold as fuel at 1 mark apiece, a poor price for otherwise good timber. The Emerentia sternpost remained and was used as a border sign between Juvre and Kongsmark Strand until 1915, when a hard winter tore it away. The bottom of the ship was last seen in 1936-1937.